morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sarah Young, and she is the director of the library in Oneida. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning.
Sarah, there's an event coming up sponsored by the Cass County Library Association coming up, and you need to get your team together. So let's talk about what that is and where it is.
Yes. Saturday, April 2nd, the Cass County Library Association is hosting a trivia night. It'll be at 5:30 p.m., doors opening at the venue there in Atlantic.
All right. And is there a cost to this?
There is a cost. We would like to have teams registered by March 30th. There is a registration fee of $150 for teams of six. You can register as an individual for $30. All money that is raised for this trivia night will go towards our Dolly Parton Imagination Library that we started up last spring.
Okay, and we'll talk more about that in a little bit. This is is this your third year of doing this, maybe? Or have I lost track?
Well, because of COVID, This is actually our fourth time doing trivia night, but it could just be only the third.
It's trivia interrupted, let's just say.
Yes, pretty much.
Okay, and I'm assuming anybody who wants to sign up for this kind of knows what trivia is, but this date coming up is important because if you want to put a team together, you better get working on that.
Yes. If you want to get a team together, you definitely want to get in and register by, like I said, March 30th. You can also order pizza. That's an additional cost when you register. As far as trivia, it's just they're simple questions across the board. Some are hard, some are pretty easy. We just try to make it fun for everybody.
Oh, and I'm sorry to say I haven't been to one, but I hear other people say, it is just so much fun. So let's see, I don't think we've talked about how people register.
So you can either register by going to any one of the six libraries here in Cass County, talking with the library there is registration forms at each library, or you can find one of our flyers and you can log on. There is a QR code on them that you can register through that link as well.
Okay, and if you have any questions, you could call any of the libraries and they'll have the information.
That is correct.
And yes. One of the reasons that is this is the Cass County Library Association. And I'm wondering, Sarah, is Cass County kind of unique in the state of Iowa, or does every county have one of these associations?
The Cass County Library Association was started way before I started working as director of the Oneida Library. And across the state, there are a few counties that do get together once or twice a year, but we actually are unique because we are one of the most active groups. We meet once a month, and we talk to each other and do several activities, big activities like this trivia night throughout the year, so we can help support each other and get as many people served throughout the county that we possibly can.
And so what do you talk about when you get together? This isn't just a social event. You talk about library stuff, right?
No, we do. We do talk about library stuff. We actually just had a countywide board training. So all of us libraries got together. So our board members, we could talk about different things that we have to do as libraries to make sure that we are still accredited with the state. And we help each other out as far as supporting each other with library materials and programs and just helping our patrons and the community to get information out to them.
I'm sure these meetings have to be interesting because you all have different experiences and have different questions, and so it's good to share those with other people that have kind of the same things happening. So let's go back to the trivia for a minute in terms of the purpose. You mentioned it's for Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. Tell us a little more about that.
Yes, so last spring, the libraries all got together. Dolly Parton Imagination Library is sponsored through the YMCA or Nishnee Valley YMCA, along with all six libraries, the Cass County Library Association. The Dolly Parton's Imagination Library is a free book giving to kids from ages 0 to 5 to receive a free book every month until their 5th birthday. Kids are able to register online or through any one of the libraries. We, of course, because it is free to these kids and children, we have to raise the funds some way. So we do fundraisers such as Trivia Night. We also have business sponsorships that you can talk to any one of the libraries. If your business wants to sponsor a month, feel free, give us a call. We can discuss that as well.
And maybe you said this, but I understand it takes about $25 a year for each child for 1 year.
That is correct. Yep. And at the beginning of the month, I want to say we have over 220 some kids in Cass County that is currently registered that is receiving these free books to help promote literacy in the younger generations.
Imagination is part of the title, but I can only imagine how excited children are when they receive their own book in the mail. Most kids are excited if they get any kind of mail, and this is a book. Have you had any responses from parents and kids?
We have had, yes. There are several kids that have, and parents that have reached back to each of our libraries and talked with us, and just super excited to receive the book because it comes in a clear packaging, so they know instantly that's what it is.
Hmm. I'm guessing some kids just can't hardly wait for that every month. So it's called the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. What part does she play?
She is actually the person that created this service. You can go on to Dolly Parton's Imagination Library online. You can search and do research on it. She actually is the one that started this fundraiser, and she helps promoting it.
Okay,
getting it so that way we can do.
Okay, she doesn't fund any part of it. Is that correct?
As far as I know, no. Okay. Nope, that is all funds and fundraisers through each location that has it, but they do help off. The cost per book is like $2.10 a book for these kids, but it helps to get these books in these kids' hands.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, there's a whole lot of organization and, as you mentioned, paperwork and all that that she has set up. And I think most people think of Dolly Parton, of course, as a pretty flashy country western song person, but they don't realize how many books she's helped to get spread throughout the world.
Yes, it is throughout the world. It's not just here in the United States.
So, hooray for Dolly. What I've seen is she kind of goes back to her own childhood, and maybe books weren't quite as available to her as she would have liked. So, as you said, people can go online and find out more background about that. So let's go back to this event coming up, when, where, price, and how to register.
Okay. So the Cass County Library Association is hosting a trivia night Saturday, April 2nd. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. at the venue at 307 Walnut Street there in Atlantic. You can register please register by March 30th. Registration fees is teams of 6 is $150, or you can register as an individual player, and we will put you on a team for $30. You are able to register by calling any one of the local libraries or finding one of our flyers in one of the towns and scanning the QR code on there.
And because it starts at 5:30, some people may think they're going to miss their evening meal, but you have an option for that too.
That is correct. When they register, they are welcome to register for pizza. It's an additional charge of $16 per pizza. The pizza will be there with your name on it for you and your table or your team to eat. Trivia will actually start at 6, but doors will open at 5:30, so everybody can eat and enjoy prior to.
All right, and all of this is put together by all of our libraries in Cass County. Sometimes I think we don't appreciate that we have one in Oneida, Atlantic, Cumberland, Griswold, Lewis, and Messina. And plus, there's those little libraries out there, too. So that's a whole nother topic, I think, Sarah, are the little libraries. Yes. So we want to thank you very much, Sarah, for bringing this to our attention. And until next time, here's the thought from Dr. Seuss. The more that you read, the more things you will know. The more that you learn, the more places you'll go.